is They Might Be Giants with Violin, and this is 10 Dozen Minuets in G with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. And that's cake, because I really need to have a longer buffer in there. Jick, you in the house?
I certainly am. Yeah. How you doing?
La maison. I'm really out of it, because I stayed up until 4 o'clock in the morning watching season 5 of Angel.
Oh,
so
yeah?
I have a geek over.
Had you watched, you have a geek over?
Not like a hangover, but...
Oh, I see. Right. I thought you maybe like you had a house guest
who
brought you a lot of... I didn't know you were into Angel.
Yeah, not as much as Buffy, but I do want to get all the seasons.
Yeah, I couldn't really cope with it. It's like, every time I saw it, like, you know, one quarter of the episode was like stuff that I cared about and wanted to watch, and the other three quarters was just like nonsense that I didn't like. Or stuff that I just totally didn't understand, having not watched Buffy. So it's been a big couple of weeks since the last show. First of all, it's been 2 weeks, which is twice as long as 1 week, so we're going to have a lot more to talk about. We had the Easter event, we had the St. Patrick's Day event, we had Arkenstock, and we had all those changes that have generated surprisingly little response, which is actually, I mean, apparently pretty good. But yeah.
Yeah, we feel a little unloved with that, though, where we, anytime we put in a change, we kind of expect at least one forum thread virulently dissing us. And
yeah, this all we really had was one fairly short-lived one, just kind of discussing it.
Yeah.
You know, and of course it's not, you know, it's not really done yet. It's all, kind of, ascension prep, skills changes, and that kind of thing. But, so Arkenstock was fun.
It was very fun indeed. I'm still recovering, actually.
Yeah.
Spent most of the week, that week, sleeping 12 hours a day.
Yeah, it was a little weird. Although I found myself getting up very early until today, because as some of you probably know, Xenophobe is visiting me, and we had kind of a long night at the Gar and Brill. I'm beginning to fit in there, so a lot of the people who work there and drink there at a discount have started including me in there. We're going to buy lots of rounds of shots for people.
Ooh.
at Arxo. So I yeah, today was kind of wasted.
Are they always glad you came, though?
They are. And you know, before I go there, just making my way in the world today takes everything I've got. So it's really nice to be able to stop stammering about this joke that was already over. So yeah, any particular Arkenstock memories you'd care to regale the listeners with?
I think the East Coast versus West Coast fires were some of my favorite moments.
Yeah.
At Arkenstock.
By the way, Amplitude, if you're listening, you're an asshole. They sent the Sacro, the Australian spy, over to distract us while Amplitude snuck around in the outside the range of the firelight to steal our trees. And they were, I think my favorite idea that they had, though I don't think they actually went through with this, was that they bought, Ada took up a collection and bought two inflatable boats to take out onto the pond there, and they were going to have the naval battle between what they dubbed the SS Jersey Bitch and the Boston Teabagger.
Yep.
And they were going to go out on the boats with Roman candles and shoot them at each other, which I really would have liked to see that, because I enjoy watching drunk kids drown.
I don't know how deep that pond was, though.
No, that is probably only 10 or 12 feet deep in the middle, but still, like, that's problematic.
With a bunch of booze, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, like, I feel like somehow, I always think about the scene in Unbreakable where Bruce Willis is struggling on top of the pool tarp.
Mm-hmm.
And just how, like, being in a sinking boat would be much worse than just being in that much water.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I don't think they actually did it.
No, I'm pretty sure they didn't.
The Jersey versus Boston rivalry was dealt with in other ways.
Those boats were great, though, because by the time I got to them, they had about an inch of water in the bottom, so...
Yeah, and it wasn't regular water. It was fancy filth water.
Filth water.
Because the one thing they have no shortage of in Arkansas, as we discovered, is mud.
Mm.
But it wouldn't be a stock without mud,
no.
Right? And without us setting a Starbucks on fire, which we didn't because we couldn't find a Starbucks.
Which was kind of weird, if you think about it.
Yeah. I did break my 5-year Walmart boycott over that weekend because there's just no place else to buy anything. I'm a hippie, so I've been boycotting Walmart. Although not because of their, not because of any real altruistic reasons, just because I hate Walmart. So this is sliding downhill fast, Scully.
Yeah, let's jump into our questions for the day.
Okay. Let's see.
Is there one of MaxGuy56's 7 questions that we want to particularly address?
Alright, let's see. I suppose, we could, they're all decent questions. MaxGuy has a 2-part question, and by 2 he means, at least 4. First, as of yet, are you leaning towards or away from re-implementing the Yeti protest sign? I'm leaning away from it.
I would say that we're not leaning on
it. Yeah,
that
I think
anymore.
We pretty much just decided we're not gonna redo it. And question number 2, who would win in a fight when the only acceptable form of combat was grammar kung fu? And I'm assuming you're talking about between me and Mr. Skullhead, and I gotta say that Skullhead would win.
I don't know, our strengths and weaknesses in the grammar department are different, but we've both got pretty strong grammar kung fu, and makes me nauseated
you do,
just thinking about it.
You do, yeah, it does make you, it makes me nauseous. So, yeah, that's one. What else? What else did we... disagree with each other on?
Well, I never really paid any attention to addictive versus addicting until you
right.
pointed that out.
Yeah. Those things, those to me are less grammar than just usage, though.
Mm.
I mean, as far as actually knowing the rules, I think you would win solely because I would be weighed down with all of my extra commas.
Yeah.
Let's see, he also asks, could we get a chat command to see who in your clan is online, something like /clanmates? That wouldn't be a horrible idea.
Yeah.
You know, it would only work like the chat commands do now, where it would only show you people who are online and in the chat. But, sure. I'll try and remember to do that someday. And he also asks, for those of us that missed it, will we be able to get the traffic cone next to St. Sneaky Pete's Day? I haven't decided. You know, that St. Sneaky Pete's Day is going to be a recurring holiday, but it's a little less fun if everyone knows how to do it. So, I don't know. Maybe it'll be something else next time and gotten in a different way. Because that's a holiday I could get into. I could run a St. Patrick's Day event every 3 months pretty easily because I have plenty of experience being drunk. And so I can really empathize.
I think that perhaps we should, though, let Sneaky Pete's Day stand in for both St. Patrick's Day and Cinco de Mayo, because they're basically the same holiday with different accents.
Yeah, I mean, we could... It depends on what we decide to do with Cinco de Mayo, I guess. Because if we do something different, I mean, you know, there will be some more appropriate venues for that kind of specialness.
True.
You know, it could be a very minor event, and still be something. Because what else did we have a month 5 holiday in the works? I'm pretty sure you came up with something for every month, but was there a different one? What else happens in May?
I don't know if it was any good. I think it was wow, and the wind blows in. Sorry, somebody over there is blowing into the mic. I'm not saying it's you.
It probably is me.
I'll look that up in a bit. I can't remember if I have any, if I had a good one or if it was just kind of a half-assed one.
All right. Sizzler says, Jick and Mr. Skullhead, at Arkenstock, how long was the lineup to shake your hands? It was cool. Arkenstock was fun and everybody was really chill. It doesn't really work like that.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't like the end-all and be-all of the event, which was pretty nice.
We were
able to go up to people who were already having a good time and introduce ourselves.
Yeah, that actually, who is it? Seldon wrote a question that I kind of wanted to talk about. He says, let me find it. After meeting you at Arkenstock, it shows that you don't dig the celebrity of this gig. Do you ever want that part to go away? The eBay towel, for Christ's sake?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really, it's not that I don't like the celebrity personally, it's that whenever I go to these things, I am in a group with the coolest people that it's possible to meet, you know, and I just enjoy being able to interact with them as peers. So the sort of adulation kind of interferes with my ability to just, like, hang out with the players, and that's the only thing I don't really like about it. Scully, on the other hand, is all about the celebrity. He's a rock star.
I'm some kind of energy beverage, yeah. At the very least.
You're a Red Bull.
Nah.
You have been to Russia.
Well, you know how I reacted to my first taste of meeting a bunch of people who already knew who I was, and I didn't know any of them.
I guess I don't remember what you're talking about.
Oh, at KOL Con Carne, I came down from our hotel room and saw everybody waiting in the lobby, and came back up and started drinking vodka straight from the bottle.
Yeah, I can see that's. See, I just sort of get started right away anyway.
Right.
I had kind of forgotten. I had forgotten that KOL Con Carne was really your first one of these. But yeah, I know what you mean. I felt like kind of a jackass there because I didn't actually go say hi to anybody when I walked down, and they were like, yeah. So, anyway, you know, it's like I said, it's always really cool to meet the people, the celebrity thing just kind of interferes with it, you know. And that's what's the eBay towel. You know, part of me is like, yeah. You know, I can't believe that somebody is doing that. I borrowed a towel from some people, and then somebody gaffled it, or it was theirs, and they're selling it on eBay as a towel used by me. And, I mean, part of me is like, man, that's crazy, what the hell? And then part of me is like, dude, I wonder if there have been any more bids.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I don't think we've reached... I feel sorry for that guy, because I don't think we've reached the, like, ABBA level of celebrity where stuff that we touch is... valuable.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I think somebody's gonna pay $8 for that towel, which is kind of funny. Kitsune Tsuki's theoretical hair doll is probably not gonna go for as much. Mm. But let's see, what else? Do we have anything else that's non-game related or Arkansas related in the pot here to talk about before we get going in earnest?
Not that I can see, just on the couple of screens I'm looking at.
Okay. Let's see. Kuru asks, as I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, he asks where his question went on the screen. Question for Dick and Scully, will Sneaky Pete's Day and or Oyster Egg Day be recurring holidays on the KOL calendar, and if so, on which days will they fall? They will be recurring holidays, maybe not in their same exact form that they were to begin with, but... they will continue to happen on the KOL calendar. They'll have to be adjusted. I want to say that Sneaky Pete's Day will be early in month 3 and Oyster Egg Day early in month 4.
Something like that.
Is Easter is pretty much... Easter is sometimes in April, right?
Yeah, Easter is determined by, like, the Freemasons and the Knights Templar in... conjunction with moon phases and pagan rituals. So.
It is based on moon phases?
I couldn't tell even from the websites I looked up. It just said this certain church council tells you when Easter is every year.
Huh. That seems really strange. Because, I mean, you know, the date of Easter is determined by the start of Lent, right? Which is what? Like... Is Ash Wednesday or Good Friday the beginning of Lent?
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of Lent.
Okay, and then it's like 40 days, not counting Sundays. After that is Good Friday, and then the Sunday a week after that, or 3 days after that is Easter? Something.
Yeah, but I think that what they do is calculate Easter first.
Oh, really? And then back everything up from there.
Easter is the Sunday after the Paschal full moon. The Paschal full moon may occur from March 21st through April 18th inclusive. The date of the Paschal full moon is determined from tables, and it may differ from the date of the actual full moon by up to 2 days.
Huh.
Yeah, there's like a time cube length webpage describing how they figure out when Easter is.
Huh. So I'd say it can happen in the fourth month. That can be our month 4 holiday.
Yep.
This is going to be pretty cool, actually, because we're getting close to total holiday saturation just by our normal, you know, process of putting them in when the actual holidays occur, and that'll make things interesting, I think. Let's see. Jumbo Brian reports a bug. When you try to send somebody negative 10 meat in a message, you don't get 10 of their meat. Please fix this. Okay, I'll get right on that. Let's see. SoupyDrek37 says, I'm just wondering what the statistics are for the traffic cone. How many were given out, and how did people get them? I'm not going to tell you how people got them, because then it wouldn't be a secret anymore. I think, what did I say, like 818 of them? It was something like one out of every 35 people who logged in that day figured it out and got one. And I felt that that was pretty cool. There are some that call me Tim, says, can you add to the Altar of Literacy a multiple-choice test that checks to see if players have indeed read the policies of loathing? That way mods can be more smiteful with the bans. I don't feel the need to require people to be familiar with the policies in order to enforce the policies. So, you know, the mods can be as smiteful as they want if people are in violation, because it says right there when you log in, logging in constitutes agreement with the policies. And so if you're the kind of person who just agrees to things that you haven't read, which aren't we all?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that thing? There was some company put in their end-user license agreement that, like, the first person to send a letter to a certain address would get $1,000. And it took months before somebody finally did.
I'm not surprised.
And they were just using that to, like, demonstrate that nobody reads EULAs. And so that I don't know if they were trying to, like, prove in court that they weren't, you know, enforceable, because I don't know. I don't know what their deal was, but I thought that was pretty clever. Let's see. Mantic says, Jick, is it true that Mr. Skullhead is your multi and you just hire a hobo to talk on the radio as Scully and paid him to go to Arkenstock with you? Yes, it is, actually. I'm sorry, Toothless Joe, you've been found out.
He pays me in booze, though.
Yeah, well, nice. That's the best. That's why I hire hobos, is because they're easiest to bribe with booze. Let's see.
You try
amazing
sorority girls.
Huh? Sorry. What?
You should try sorority girls.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Easier to bribe with booze.
Girls can't
prettier.
Do it. Girls can't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, sorry, Slania.
All right.
I forgot you were here. No. I mean girls are awesome, cuz there's a few hundred messages left just from this weekend, and I don't know what I would do without Slania, and she's a girl. So, aw. Yeah, how cute. Let's see. There's a question from Candleshire for Xenophobe. So maybe we ought to get Xenophobe all up out this biatch now. Did you get the thing where I sent you his username? Can you invite him into the conference?
Yeah. Answer a question while I fool with that.
Yeah, answer. It is like the first couple of shows, and it's going to continue to be like the first couple of shows, because we're going to have to be struggling with our technical shit here. And I think I told you this, but I found an archive that I had of like the third show that we did, and I sent it to Coldfront. I'm not sure that they've put it up yet, because it's pretty terrible. It's just a lot of us dicking around with one whole part of the show. Like, somehow the mic was turned off, and I was able to reconstruct a sort of comprehensible version of what we had from apparently just what was going in through, like, a set of speakers or something.
Right.
Just by cranking the volume up, like, 100,000%. So it was pretty fun. I didn't flip out about anything on that show either.
I think we've got Xenophobe in now.
I think you do, too. Am I on the air here?
Yes, you are.
All right.
Actually, Winamp's hearing me. Jake, say something.
Jake, say something?
And Xenophobe.
Yes, pull up brush.
Yep, we're all conferenced. So.
Most excellent.
So, welcome, Xenophobe.
Hello, I am the Xenophobe. Some call me Tim, or Xenophobe, I guess. There's already someone called, some call me Tim. So, here I am. Do what you will.
I for one, want to rock you like a hurricane.
Awesome.
So Candleshire asks, Xenophobe, what does Candleshire ask? Does Xenophobe have any advice for those who are thinking about programming as a career?
Yeah, don't do it so I can get a job instead of you. I'd say that'd be about all I can tell you. Oh, and be completely insane. Yeah, that'd probably be it. And go to school and drink a lot. Yeah.
We're getting the drinking a lot taken care of during this little visit, so I don't have any school for you, though. Let's see. Butterfly 9 in real life says, I've missed the last two shows. Shame on me. I hope you had a good time at Arkansas. Please share some funny stories, which we already did. I just wanted to say Butterfly 9 in real life, because I know she likes it when we talk about her.
Yeah, and don't fret, Butterfly 9. You only missed one show if you missed the last 2 weeks.
Wasn't that the show where we did the homage to Butterfly 9 in real life?
Yeah, that, like, 20-minute musical montage number about Butterfly 9 in real life.
Yeah, that was really a shame that you missed that. Because I think I forgot to put that in the archive on Cold Front, too, so there's just no record of it other than in our memories.
That is a damn shame.
Spaghetti Eddie says, can you make it so sent messages are saved and can't be deleted? This would help get to the bottom of hackers, etc. It doesn't, nothing happens in messages that we need to look at that isn't logged somewhere other than in the sent message. So it's really not necessary to do that. The good thought, but we can tell, like if somebody sends, you know, items through a trail of multis to try and obfuscate the, eventual destination of the items, all that does is make it take about 10 seconds longer for us to figure out what's happening and piss us off and lead us to delete every multi on the path instead of just the one that the asshole's perpetrating his assholery with. So, yeah. Fembot Artsy Pants says, hello, boys. I'm just wondering, was the oyster egg thing hunt more for fun or a giant multi-trap? How's the multi-abuse tracking going anyway? It's interesting. We were just talking about that a little while ago. And it would have been a good idea to do it on purpose as a multi-trap. And I'm sure that we're gonna find a considerable amount. As a lot of people don't know, and I guess this is as good a time to make an official statement as any, we've hired an extremely part-time position for tracking that kind of abuse. It's called the multi-czar, but really the multi-tracking and multi, you know, the trying to use that sort of extra time to combat the most egregious examples of multi-abuse is really only kind of the preliminary purpose of the position. The rest of it is, you know, it's as that becomes less and less of a problem as it's cracked down on more and people get, a little less ostentatious about it, it'll become more of like a sort of, you know, bot abuse czar and just a general kind of, violation of the spirit of the law prevention position and should make things better for everybody. So, yeah, that is a real thing, and you multi-abusers, you watch out, because we're coming for you.
I'm really dead.
Yeah. You only have one multi, though, right?
If by one you mean, like, six, but they don't do anything.
I usually mean six when I say one. Yeah, but I mean, you're not, you know, just using them to make a bunch of reagent to send to your main so you can sell more hell ramen on eBay.
Well, yeah, I guess I'm not doing that.
There's hell ramen for sale on eBay now, Mr. Skullhead.
I'm going to buy it. It's going to be great, because I'm running out of pickles.
What's that Talisman of Bio up to now, like 85 bucks?
Was it 85 bucks? Yeah, I thought it was like 60 or something. Which is still, I guess, you know, I think a lot of people tend to think of meat as being worth, you know, the amount that you can sell a Mr. Accessory for $10.
Right.
Which, you know, I mean, I guess that kind of makes sense, but the meat tends to sell for more than that on eBay, and the items, it seems, sell for considerably less than that. Because, I mean, I guess a crazy bastard sword, you know, that guy had the crazy bastard sword up for $150, and that was, he based that on how much meat it was worth, you know, divided by the price of a Mr. Accessory, and that's obviously ridiculous. Nobody would be willing to pay that.
Oh, I thought that sold.
I don't think it sold.
Hmm. One of you out there in Radioland, find that eBay auction.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, next to the towel with my nutsack sweat on it, I'm afraid somebody's going to clone my nutsack. It's going to be some geneticist that pays for that towel, and they're gonna end up selling pet jick nuts for to all the children of the world.
I was offering to let people pet jick nuts for like $5 at Arkenstock, and nobody would do it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not surprised, honestly. I wouldn't want to touch them. Yeah. Which to say is that I haven't.
Oh, by the way, I am going to be selling a towel used by Xenophobe on eBay. I got one of those now. Sonic Boom says, you guys said my idea for beads on Mardi Gras was stupid, but then you went and used it for St. Patty's. What's up with that? I don't... I don't remember saying that that idea was stupid, and I don't remember being the kind of person who would say that idea was stupid. What did we say? I mean, we said we didn't want to do a Mardi Gras event specifically, right? I mean,
and I believe that was because it was the day after the show.
The day after the show.
The day after our radio show was Mardi Gras.
So, oh.
Yeah, Mardi Gras is a Tuesday, and I think it was Monday night, and people were asking if we were going to do anything for Mardi Gras, and we were like, no.
Because we're just much more. But no, I mean, yeah, the idea was that the frat boys were too drunk to realize it was St. Patrick's Day instead of Mardi Gras. Yeah. All right. See, that's what I started reading other questions before I finished that sentence, and that's that way lies madness for me.
Speaking as a frat boy, I can say that happens all the time.
Yeah. I keep forgetting that xenophobe is indeed the token frat boy.
Hmm. Which is to say that I'm not much of a token frat boy at all, but, you know, you take it when you can get it, eh?
Oh, he was doing some token. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Midnight token.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
The Crazy Bastard sword sold for
$77, yeah. So, I mean, that's... And the rares seem to be selling for way less in money than meat. I mean, and so far, you know, and again, this is like... something that we have not a goddamn thing to do with. So, you know, us talking about this certainly doesn't mean that there's any kind of approval or any kind of having your back if you get scammed on a thing like that. But it seems like so far the people have been, you know, fairly good faith about it. Like, I haven't heard about anybody getting screwed.
Scotty Girl C says in chat, can pet jick nuts be April's familiar of the month?
That's a pretty good idea.
What would it do?
It would be the awesomest thing ever.
So it would give you beef stew?
Yeah, actually, yes, it would. Yep, and my imagination is indeed broken.
Yeah.
Let's see. Wasp name says, you need to have an official pimp outfit. Pimp and meat hat, diamond cane, white satin pants, bling, fronts, and shiny ring. Hmm.
Not the fronts, though, because fronts are class specific, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, with Ascension, you can get, you know. What the hell? Super Annie says, can there be an Oyster Egg trophy? No, because it's, well, I mean, not that this is really the criterion, but since it was impossible, I'm almost sure, although I think some people got super lucky, it was impossible for one person to get all of the Oyster Eggs at once. So, you know, maybe someday there'll be one. But for now, no. Let's see. Zeru says, are the rumors true that you will stop holidays happening more than once a year, KOL calendar? I don't know what that means exactly.
I think there's a rumor that we're not going to put holidays on the KOL calendar.
Oh, well, for the most part, the holidays will remain on the KOL calendar. Some stuff we haven't figured out how we're going to do it yet, like Christmas. And, you know, I, for one, want to keep doing events for Halloween and Christmas on their actual dates. So if they're, you know, I mean, there is obviously the recurring Halloween one, which is the first recurring holiday. But, you know, well, I figure something out. Let's see. Parse says, in the past, people have found images for trophies, etc., by guessing URLs. Have you ever considered adding dummy images to intentionally mislead people? I don't think anybody's ever found a trophy by guessing URLs.
The names are pretty strange.
Yeah, no, and they're deliberately very strange because, I mean, first of all, because that's part of the joke. I mean, it's for people who view Source or whatever, that they can see what the images are called, because they're always just some, you know, dumb joke about whatever the trophy's for. But also because I didn't want people to be able to do that. I mean, yeah, you know, there's the whole thing with the Sorcerer's Chamber that people posted on the forums. And I did put in some dummy images there, because I didn't want to put in the real ones as I, you know, developed more of that content there. But, I mean, you know, the familiars, that's always going to be a problem because the image has to be... I mean, I can just start uploading the images when the things actually roll out. But, whatever. EPeters02 says, I love every single change that you guys have ever made. Please keep up the good work. Woot! He's like the opposite of JLE. No, I like Jay Lee a lot. I don't mean to offend, but it's just Jay Lee was one of the notorious, like, this change is bad, and this is why. Cool. Stagadar. Actually, I want to address Mademoiselle Defarge's, which is actually Mademoiselle Defarge, or Madame Defarge. What was the rationale for putting three of the oyster eggs in an area where the majority of players could not adventure due to already completing the quest? The rationale was less of a rationale than just a mistake. Because I took out most of those things. I looked through all of the zones. There were like 50-some. There were more than that. How did that work? I looked through and I took out all the ones that were like, you know, the Goblin King's Chamber or whatever. And I just forgot to take out. I think mostly what I forgot was that you can't continue adventuring in those places after the quest is completed.
Right.
So that's why. I mean, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world actually to make it so you could keep continuing, you could keep adventuring in there. Because, I mean, granted, there's only two monsters, but there are still places where there's only one monster.
Yeah.
So it's not like that's a horrible thing. But yeah, it was totally an accident. I mean, a lot of people were like, you know, singing our praises for like, woo, they're finally making something that only newbies can get, and that kind of thing. But I mean, realistically, that was just making something that only newly created multis can get if we were going to do that. So it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense to have done it deliberately. Let's see. Stagadar says, why no B-52s references in KOL? How about some rock lobster familiar, etc.? We haven't, no B-52s references at all?
I'm not sure if there are, but that would be at least on my account, because the B-52s suck ass.
Dude, the B-52s are good.
Yeah.
You have all kinds of problems.
Yeah. I guess it's one too many times hearing the Love Shack.
Yeah, well, okay, so how do you feel about people who form their opinions of They Might Be Giants based entirely on Istanbul?
I've heard three or four B-52 songs, and they seem to involve, like, women singing really cool harmony and then the gay guy screaming.
But that's what makes you appreciate the women more.
Uh-huh. Now, I mean, liked, you know, Fred Schneider's solo stuff, though. That was pretty hardcore.
What? Was there really, did that really exist?
Yeah, he made an album of punk covers, I believe.
Huh. I mean,
but, you know,
it's like I always say, it's gay guys that make you appreciate women more, at least in my experience. I mean,
wow.
No, I really like the, I like the B-52s. I mean, I like bands with annoying male voices, you know? I mean, I feel that sort of They Might Be Giants fits into that category to a certain extent. I mean, a lot of, like, when people hear that, they're like, this guy's voice is annoying. I'll bet you also like the B-52s and R.E.M. And I'm like, well, yes, I do. No, the B-52s are good, though. You should give some more songs a chance. The song Deadbeat Club is very good. Hmm. It has almost no Fred Schneider in it. I've taken to playing that on the jukebox at the Gar and Brill all the time. And they've taken to muting the jukebox every time they see me walking toward it. So.
Turn up the volume, he says about five times before anyone actually does it.
Yeah, but then like two people did it in sequence, so it got even louder. It was great.
That was pretty cool.
Let's see. Grunge Fan says, hey, Jack and Mr. Skullhead, when is the desert going to be opened up for us players not quite ready for ascension? Yeah, one of these days. It's very soon. Day or two. I've said that before. There'll be the one, you know, the one new zone in there that we've got planned, and then there's going to be one post ascension thing in there, and there will be more stuff like that. You know, we realized that there is no desert stuff in the game, and except for a handful of things at the shore, but that doesn't really count. And there's no, like, you know, most RPGs have like an underwater level, and we don't have that. And there's all kinds of things we can do with that. So that, you know, that's it'll open up. I just, there's no point in having it, you know, easy to get there now from those links, because there's only one thing there. Let's see. Somebody was asking if it would be possible. Where is this? It was up earlier, and this is kind of an interesting idea. If you could, if we could add a block feature similar to Bleat, only it blocks the person from sending you private messages, K-mails, and trade offers, but you can still see what they're saying in chat.
Huh. Can we have a wild card feature for this?
Yeah, I'm sure you would like to. You would like a Bleat star if it was up to you.
Well, I don't know if I'd want a Bleat star because, you know, some people are interesting. Not many, but some people are interesting.
You know, your xenophobia coming through again.
It has been discussed before, the possibility of having the ability to have the ignore list be a white list instead of a black list.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's at all feasible.
Well,
but
I mean,
it's a neat idea.
I guess it could.
It'd be easier if you made it a white list for your contact list and then turn a screen on and off to say, only, you know, these sorts of people can give me messages, and if you're not on my contact list, then, you know, tough shit.
That actually is not a bad... I mean, if that was a totally optional thing, that's not an entirely bad idea.
Yeah, it'd just be like a toggle that you could set in your account menu or a chat command or, you know, or a button that's hidden under 15 different pages like some of the other options that are in KOL.
Right. The because, I mean, that's like the way my K-mail works, actually. That if somebody's on my contact list, then the message goes straight to me, and if somebody's not, then it goes into the pool of messages that Zly does a pass-through before I see them. So, yeah, I don't know. This block thing, it's T3RRY to Thruri that's asking about this. I don't know that that's actually worth messing with, in my opinion. Because, you know, I mean, the point of the ignore list is to... not see what they're typing in chat. It's sort of a side effect that they can't send you stuff. It didn't start out working like that at all. So, yeah. You got anything to say about that, Mr. Skullhead?
No, I think I've said my piece.
Okay. Moxious Mouse says, why is Radio Free Regalia lower power than commonly found items, 150 versus 160? Shouldn't it be at least equal? You know, I mean, the radio gear is supposed to be exclusive, not super great. You know, I mean, its value is in its rarity and in the nature of it, which is that you can't get it unless you have won some radio contest.
Doesn't it give you a plus 20 if you have the entire outfit equipped?
I don't know what it does.
I believe it does. Let me go visit my inventory and I'll let you know directly.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember if I made it do anything or not. Let's see. Terry is saying, this will be useful for people in trade, so we can advise people of scammers, which they are then unable to PM or K-mail us to complain about us ratting them out. Okay, I see what you're saying. So, like, you basically want to be able to warn people about somebody, still see them when they come in, so that you can know to warn people about them, but not have them able to flood your inbox. That, though, there's a big potential for abuse there. Because, you know, if you want to just start shit with somebody and have, you know, them sort of rendered incapable of doing anything about it, and you're still just making fun of everything they say, that's not cool. Mr. Magnifico asked a question that I think a lot of the people trying to devise Ascension strategies are curious about. How will the Rock and Roll Legend work post-Ascension? Will it A, affect all AT buffs regardless of cast or class, or B, affect all buffs of whatever sort cast by an AT, or 3, only AT buffs cast by an AT? The way that it's coded now, if I don't change anything, it will be such that the Rock and Roll Legend will work for non-accordion thieves casting accordion thief buffs. I'm not planning on changing that. Nobody's really given me a serious what's the word I'm missing here, Mr. Skullhead?
Reason? Rationale?
No, but it's an adjective that describes reason or rationale. Compelling reason to change the way that works. And I guess compelling is a gerund.
Close enough.
Well, you know. Well, I don't know. Mr. Scully, do you want to give me a grammar karate chop? Is compelling a gerund? If when you describe something as a compelling reason, is compelling a gerund?
It's an adjective.
You can't use an adjective as a gerund.
Gerunds are nouns, I thought.
Like, yeah, I guess
I enjoy
true.
Swimming.
I enjoy skiing. Yeah, sorry. That's weird, because I think I learned the gerund concept with skiing as an example. So that's what I always think of.
I enjoy
Viking. Plus, I like the word skiing because it has two I's in a row, like Hawaiian. Let's see. Ashalon says, is there any way a chicken projectile weapon item thing could be added to the game? Something about kneecapping Jick doesn't pay, or something. That was, of course, at Arkansas when 305 tried to kneecap me, and somebody came to my aid by throwing a piece of chicken at him. Chicken, which was cooked by Crapstorm, who, solid gold Frenchman. He was, indeed. He was, really, he was really game about the whole Frenchman thing. He was just super nice. Expended a lot of effort cooking for everybody there, made some, hot dogs cooked in beer and onions that were really tasty, and, I heart Crapstorm.
You sure do.
Just so you know. Yeah, Zeno's been here and actually seen the little, shrine to Crapstorm that I've built,
It smells funny. It smells like crap.
It's crap. I got crap-scented incense. So we have our own little Crapstorm every night.
You know, most of the incense I've encountered has been crap-scented incense.
Oh, yeah? What are you trying to say?
Of what it's supposed to smell like.
I like incense. I was all excited when we got back from Arkansas. My most recent shipment of incense was waiting at my doorstep.
He has a shit ton of incense. It's all sitting in the guest room.
Yeah. Not all of it. Some of it is burning all around the house. Let's see. I am the AZN man says, will you be able to carry over effects into Hardcore Ascension? I'm assuming he means skills, because if so, it will make ascending much easier for people who go normal around twice to get reagent and pasta making skills and then go through hardcore. So can first-time hardcorers have something special or just not carry over? As it stands now, the skills will not carry over into hardcore mode. One thing that I need to do, a mechanic that I haven't written yet that I intend to, is I gotta make it so when you ascend many times and keep a bunch of skills from a bunch of different classes and then ascend hardcore, that you retain those skills as potential skills from then on so that you don't just have to start over as only one, with only the class you ascended hardcore's set of skills. And that's just because I don't want to punish people for doing hardcore mode, because hardcore mode is really going to be like, hardcore ascensions are going to be like the power gaming thing. They're going to be the only thing that means anything anymore. Just because it's the only thing that actually rewards skill and knowledge of the game more than rewarding the amount of time that you've played. And that's what is going to impress people. So, and also there are going to be really cool rewards for hardcore ascensions.
Like especially solid gold Ferraris?
Solid gold Ferraris, yeah. Tiny plastic solid gold Ferrari.
Excellent.
Oh, the radio gear, each piece of it gives you plus 20 to a stat. So if you have the entire outfit, you actually have a better than Mr. A.
Mm. Yeah, so that's pretty good. I mean, that's better than a little bit more power on the item. ANUS18 says, has your bathroom stopped sucking yet? I did get rid of the ants. There's still the collapsing ceiling. But this is weird. I think I'm seeing repeats of all these questions somehow. Aubrey Ann says, okay, how the hell many more types of eggs are you going to add to the kingdom? We've got the oysters, the kokobo, the gru, and the lucky surprise. What's next, Chief?
Cool eggs. You forgot those.
Yeah, that's true.
Eggs full of pantyhose?
Shit. That's what I meant to do. That's what I meant to do with the off-white egg in combat, and I totally forgot about it in between coming up with it and actually writing what that did.
What about pantyhose full of eggs?
Hmm,
motherfucker.
which in turn have pantyhose inside of the eggs?
Oh, see, I was thinking of pantyhose with just a bunch of like eggs, you know, cracked and emptied into the pantyhose.
Ah.
So it was just sort of like a really sloppy bludgeon.
Yeah, we're getting dangerously close to things that you can actually find on the internet that you have to pay $20 a month to look at.
Let's see. Stagadar says, how about a channel mime? You have to complete a quest or wear a mime outfit. Can't say anything. You just have to talk in symbols or emote. Just an idea. Wow. An emote-only channel?
You mean the lounge?
Yeah. That's, no, the lounge is the huggle-only channel.
Yes.
But let's see. Staginar says, could you make it so it shows how many Mr. A's someone has? And it says, X is the proud owner of a Mr. A even when they're not wearing it. I don't think people really want, in general, people to know that. I mean, all you have to do is put it in your profile. I have 40 Mr. A's, you know, if you're all proud of your collection of 40 Mr. A's. Matrix Michael says, the hippies seem filthier. Have you guys changed anything? Yes. We made the hippies filthier. Nothing has changed. Stagadar also says, when you search for rad in the mall, it comes up with items with the trademark symbol, weird dude, discuss. Well, that's because the trademark symbol is actually ampersand T-R-A-D-E semicolon. If you search for tilde in the mall, it would probably show you some jalapeno and habanero stuff, too. I don't know that that's... Yeah, I don't know. Is that something we really need to fix?
Yeah.
Let's see. What?
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend reading that one, because it doesn't make any sense.
The toad?
Yeah.
Yeah, that really... I mean, I almost want to read it, because it doesn't make any sense. So the Fearsome Phantom asks if I hate his store, Boozer Bear's Casbah of Values. Zeros is asking where the jarts are, because we've been talking about the jarts for a long time. Eventually. Cornox says, a turtle tamer, quote, friend of mine wants to know, and I think by friend he means multi, what's up with the astral shell and how come it totally stopped working at all? It didn't stop working. It went back to doing what it was supposed to do instead of giving you infinite damage absorption, which it had done because I'm really good at using VI. Stagadar also says, why not have the who am I function in chat? Nobody other than the most heinous multi-abuser would need that. You're disabled! Just kidding, Stagadar. You're awesome. I guess, I don't know. Krenyid says, I'm actually boycotting Walmart too. All right for long-haired hippies. Yeah. Yay. The only reason I don't shop at Walmart is because I hate their censorship policies. I totally don't care how they treat their employees, because I'm turning into a Republican. And I sort of felt like if you didn't like your job, you should go get a job somewhere else. And I don't think there are really a lot of people who have no other options than working at Walmart. But hey, maybe there are, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I need to class in liberal sensitivity concepts.
Screw that. Yeah.
Although I found that pretty much any class in the English department at the graduate level is a class in liberal sensitivity.
Yeah, I don't see how you can deal with the shit that you're telling me about, man. I would, you know, you're a little more diplomatic than I am, I guess. I dropped a lot of classes because of an inability to take seriously the sort of horseshit they were expecting me to take seriously. And luckily, it never ended up being anything that was really necessary for a degree or whatever, but, yeah. The Lone Dungman says, who ate more ham over the weekend, Jick or Scully?
I ate a shitload of ham this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, really?
Yeah, Jess's parents brought over a huge ham, like, big enough that the five of us had two meals off it, and then there was half of it left still, so...
Yeah, I don't think I've had ham in a couple years, actually. If the question is who fucked the most ham over the weekend, it's definitely Bashy.
Yep.
you can probably
because that Bashy
here.
Is a ham fucker, if ever there was. Let's see.
Great radio.
Slashor says, yes, indeed. Who punched you in the gut because of late Avatar shenanigans? Who was it? It was Mac and Cheese, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, and it hurt. And Betrayer is asking, I'm assuming on behalf of Philanthropist, how about implementing kilts and claymores, maybe a nice homoerotic claymore for Philanthropist? It would have to be like the claymore of Travolta. I wonder if Philanthropist saw that picture that we took with everybody doing the Travolta dance.
Hmm.
He surely did. Somebody surely told him that. Let's see. Freedom Justice says, have you ever considered creating any form of birthday-related items, such as a piece of birthday cake and a birthday card? You know, I keep intending to implement a kind of a gift shop thing in Seaside Town where you can get kind of things like that to send to people that you like, just as kind of a social gesture. excuse me. I really should do that. So I've been drinking Colonel Matterson's, Mr. Skullhead. Do you remember, did I ever explain the Colonel Matterson to you?
Yeah, it's explained on asymmetric.net, I think.
Man, the drink I invented where you put some ice in a glass and then pour some gin on the ice and then put some lime in the gin and then you fill the rest of the glass up with tonic water, all while talking like Colonel Matterson from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, who just was the shell-shocked veteran guy who just kind of talked in these nonsense metaphors. I also invented the Ruckley where you say, fuck the wife, and then you drink a beer. That sounds pretty satisfying, too. Let's see. Dark Archon 288 brings up something that really does need to be dealt with, and I keep thinking that I'll do it, but I keep not doing the... Dark Archon, yeah, he says, will there be a link on the top of the page or somewhere that links you to your display case instead of going through five different links? I really need to make something, some easier way to get to that, but I haven't done it yet. So, yes, eventually. Oh, Neon Gray says, so, Carnival season finale yesterday, you guys in the Hey, That Was Awesome or Hey, That Was a Jip camp? I haven't watched it yet. I watch my Carnival on the cable DVR recorder TiVo analog thing, and I actually forgot about it. I did, however, pick up over the weekend the first season DVD set of Carnival. I'm excited about that. You ever seen any of those, Mr. Skullhead?
I'm excited about that, too, because I'm hoping to borrow it at some point.
Yeah, no.
Because
I mean,
I've only seen a couple episodes.
Yeah, because I've got that set, and I've got this entire season's worth on the DVR. So if we ever wanted to do I guess it would be a 24 hours straight Carnival session down here, we could.
Yeah.
Let's see. Angel Demon says, you intimidated me at Arkenstock. I was really scared to talk to you. Yeah, don't be.
Jick is intimidating. His long hair freaks me out.
Yeah, well, that's just because, it makes you think that I'm really pretty, and, you start to question your, you start to question whether or not you're actually a frat boy.
Mm.
I don't know why. That doesn't make any sense.
Give me a second and fill in the blank while I go and grab another beverage.
All right. What are you drinking?
I was drinking my last Newcastle, and now I'll probably drink something boring and non-alcoholic.
Well, okay. Let's see. KevH588 says, hey, Jack and Mr. Skull, last time you mentioned you were liking Pocky. Could we donate Pocky? And if so, what is the exchange rate between Pocky and cash / Mr. Accessory / whatever? The exchange rate is for every $10 you send us, part of which we spend on Pocky, you get a Mr. Accessory. Same as it always was. Spaghetti Eddie says, would you like to explain the, oh my God, what the fuck, barbecue of player ID number 6, Multizar? It's spelled C-Z-A-R, not T-Z-A-R, as we hated it. Yeah, people are complaining about that, I guess, because a lot of people have asked me if they would, if I would change their player IDs. It's really only plausible for me to change player IDs before an account is activated. So that's what I did with that one. And, yeah. Ribskinski says, chat timeouts are annoying. Please make blue chat messages count. Blue chat messages should already count. Yeah. I can't imagine a situation in which they wouldn't.
Maybe he's talking about, like, blue messages that, like, you receive as opposed to you sending them. Like,
well, no, the ones that you send wouldn't reset it, but the ones that you receive do. I mean, if you're talking to somebody and you go 15 minutes without a reply, they're not talking to you, dude. But I don't think that's it.
Stalker.
Yeah. Let's see. Are you ever going to make it, says Kinky Sex Mace, so that / R won't send to people on your belete list? It's very frustrating. You know what I'm going to do is, and I keep meaning to do this, and I keep not doing it, again, is to implement the, I think somebody, it might have been Fusiliban way back in the day, suggested /CONV, which replies to the last person that you sent a PM to, as opposed to the last person who sent you one, so you don't get the hijackings. What's that? Are you there, Mr. Skullhead?
Yeah, I'm also eating a tasty bit of pastry, so...
Ah, what kind of pastry? Did Zeta Reticula chef it for you?
Sadly, no.
She's an awesome pastry chef, I would imagine, because she's awesome at life.
Mm-hmm.
And she has the female disco bandit and a bugbear tattooed on her ankles. Because she's super awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Riddick09 says, Pocky-themed item, Pocky, Pocky! Yeah, come on, come on.
Someone shoot that guy.
Yeah, why didn't we put Pocky in the Valley Beyond the Orgasm?
I don't know. Maybe we could make a, maybe we could make a candy-coated biscuit stick.
Hmm. Or like a giant nerdy anime nerd.
There's an anime smiley.
Yeah, but it's not quite the same as the big, fat, disgusting anime nerd, though, which would kind of go into the thing, because you find those on the internet a lot.
Maybe one of these days we'll actually do the, what was the Adventure Zone at KOL Con Carne, the conventional convention?
Yeah.
Where, you had to fight off the con slut, and the, what else? The person, role-playing a Vulcan fighting you. Yeah. Let's see. Roxanne says, today I carried my oyster basket all day and I didn't find one rotten oyster egg. Yeah, that's because there weren't any rotten oyster eggs today. Spaz Warrior says, hey, Jake, will you give me permission to smite the bugbear in the bakery? It's been laughing at me. Sorry, you're going to have to go through the secret quest to kill the hermit before you can smite that bugbear, Spaz.
Damn it, man. Don't encourage them.
Shay says, dear Jick, according to / who clan, you're in my clan. Isn't that nice? Love, Shay. Yeah, there's some problem, I think, where if you're listening to clan chat when you get booted from a clan, you are stuck perpetually listening to clan chat. ANUS18 says, and this is a good question, is multi-tracking and then the new appointment of the multi-czar to stop farming, etc., or am I going to get deleted? It's just to stop the horrible cases of multi-farming. Unless you are just obviously doing something wrong, you really don't have anything to worry about. So, you know, this is not a police state kind of crackdown. This is just, you know, yeah. They're trying to get rid of the worst of the abuse.
Yes, I'm not running the multi-czar, so, you know, I think you're safe.
Yeah, if it was xenophobe, we'd abandon hope, all ye who enter the kingdom.
But, the streets would flow with the blood of the non-believers.
Alchemical Soul says, Jick, Mr. Skullhead, and Xenophobe, which are cooler, Peeps or Cadbury Cream Eggs? For my part, Peeps suck gigantic, prolapsed ass, and Cadbury Cream Eggs are delicious.
I would argue almost the complete opposite, not just to be contrarian, but the fact that Cadbury Cream Eggs are like a big old tasty pot of goo in your mouth, which is not to say that, you know, things that are like goo end up in my mouth a lot.
No, I like Peeps, and I don't know why, because you can coat a marshmallow in sugar, and it really doesn't give you the same effect as a Peep. So
that's because
there's something going on with Peeps, and I find them interesting and tasty, but I also
it's the gelatin.
About the cream
there's
egg.
There's gelatin in the Peeps that keeps them together and tasty, because it's made from animals. Everything from animals tastes good.
Cadbury Cream Eggs are from animals. They're from chocolate rabbits.
Yep. Rabbits aren't meat. They're made out of chocolate. Chocolate rabbits are, anyway.
Okay. Let's see.
And Ari asks if Zeno will sing us a song.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man.
All right, that's a... And what a surprise that Mr. Especially Homoerotic Frat Boy would sing us some Billy Joel.
Hey, dude, someone Billy said Joel's sing us a song, you know.
And Ari also says someone so needs to make a techno song with Zeno going, oh baby, oh baby.
Oh baby, oh baby, oh baby, oh
every
baby.
Single other person playing the game were Shorebots.
Oh baby.
Oh baby.
The only completed auction with a crazy bastard sword says Zare 2 was 77.45. And, oh, wait, I see. Let's see. I noticed that oyster baskets are available under the combined stuff list. Do oyster baskets actually combine with anything, or have I wasted my time trying to combine them with stuff? Everything is available. That was Ramafarian. Everything is available under the combined stuff list. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, yeah, don't hurt yourself.
Werlime says, as far as referencing goes, you should reference Upright Citizens Brigade. I've never seen Upright Citizens Brigade.
It was bigger. Like the state, only... Like the state plus Kids in the Hall minus 97.5% of the funny.
Really?
Yeah. Which is weird, because Dave Sedaris' sister was on it, but it just... It was even weirder and less funny than...
You know, I wonder if she has played Kingdom of Loathing. Because I know that the Da Vinci's Notebook guys and the guy who wrote the games article, they know her.
Hmm.
But, yeah. So, anyway.
Amy Sedaris, if you're out there, come home.
I like David Sedaris a lot. You know, again, in the refreshing way that gay guys teach you to appreciate women and sometimes are also very funny essayists. I've read pretty much everything that he's written, and it's all good. Doc Trauma says, I just wanted to say that I love the White Stripes reference in the Oyster Eggs. That made my entire day. P.S. It was great meeting you at Arkenstock. The Oyster Eggs, that was one of the first times in a long time that I just sat down and wrote a bunch of stuff. Like, so much of the writing has been Scully and Riff lately that I was pretty pleased that, I don't know, writing those made me feel like I still got it. And I didn't feel like I still had it before.
And still but, got it, you do. Those things were very, very funny.
Well, I mean, I wasn't, like, fishing for compliments. I was just like, that was fun to, you know, again, just do. Like, other than, you know, it was Riff's idea that the eggs be put together by combination of color and pattern. And then sort of the divisions, like, the mechanically, there was a lot of stuff that other people came up with. But I enjoyed actually getting to do some of the writing again for a while. And that was fun. It was fun just, like, busting my ass that entire Saturday getting that stuff done. Because that's the kind of thing I like. That's what I like about this job.
Hippie.
Yeah, I'm a hippie. Let's see. Mordith says, any chance of perforated sheets coming from the hippie camp? They could be mixed with some potions, perhaps? Effect? Deadhead dance? That's probably...
I don't get it.
The, like, perforated
blotter
sheets. Blotter okay. Sheets. Sheets of paper.
With acid on them?
Yeah, yeah, okay. So to speak.
Maybe instead of, like, you know, acid, they could have hydrochloric acid, and when you try to eat them, it burns through your tongue.
You just get a hole in your tongue, and
yeah.
You can't eat anything for the rest of the day. That'd be awesome.
That'd be pretty cool.
And now I'm refreshing the Radio Bugbear's messages. Primavera Angel Hair says, is there going to be a Jarlsberg Day anytime soon? What would the Jarlsberg Day do?
Maybe we should do an Earth Day analog and have it be Jarlsberg's Day, where the mystical energy is exceptionally strong and everyone feels like hippies.
Right. Let's see. Baron von Brauneye says, what was the most disturbing thing you witnessed at Arkenstock? Names not needed, of course. I'm gonna defer to Mr. Skullhead when answering this question. What's the most disturbing thing you saw at Arkenstock?
Breast milk flying towards my face.
Oh, awesome. See, I was going to not talk about that.
I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to say that there was airborne breast milk, and thankfully I dodged it.
Yeah, one thing that was funny, though, was our conversation with Severed Toe's kid out by the fire the second day, because we were describing the incident and somebody talking about the lactation, and he said, what does lactation mean? And I said, are you familiar with milk lemonade?
No.
And he was like, oh, okay, I think I got it now.
Wow.
He was a cool kid, Toe Jam 9. He was, as Amplitude described, he had very tussleable hair. The chicken projectile, says Sild, would also be cool if it referred to the Mythbusters chicken cannon they made that would fire chickens at stuff, based on that sort of urban legend about the chickens that they would shoot at airplane windows to test them, and then how they or somebody did frozen chickens by mistake. Yeah. Let's see. Polka Joe says, compelling is a participle used as an adjective, a gerund is a noun. All right, see, that's you know, Mr. Skullhead was right.
Well, that's a pain in the ass being right all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Zagnut says, if I said you sucked, would you hold it against you? Yes.
All right, then.
That's pretty clever. Madame Defarge says, Skullhead is correct. It is plus 20 for the radio gear, not plus 15. Pie Monkey is very, very sorry for the misinformation.
I'm sure he is.
Absurdia says, I recommend either Shoyaido, Japanese incense, or Nag Champa from India. Nag Champa's the new patchouli, man. That's flavor of the week for the poser hippies, or the wiggita-wiggita deadheads, as this hippie that I used to know described them. The people who were like all into gangster rap for a little while and then got into the dead because it was the next cool thing.
Which is to say that Jake has a freaking closet full of this stuff.
But not Nag Champa. I ran out. I mean, I bought a single box of Nag Champa, and then I, you know, ran out of it. Arcone says, who is the cousin it you posed with? That was Fusiliban. Which is, it turns out, that seems to be one of the only pictures of Fusiliban that made it out of Arkenstock, somehow.
Yeah, he wasn't big on his picture being published, but neither was I Speculum, and he eventually just gave up.
Yeah, yeah. Slashor says, come on, you need to be able to fight the Wizard of Yendor for a subquest in the Dungeon of Dungeons. Yeah, actually, Zeno and I were talking about that last night, getting some more NetHack stuff in to the NetHack dungeon. Neon Grace says, searching for Tilda in the mall does not give you anything. What I meant was searching for the word Tilda, T-I-L-D-E, and I bet it does. But yeah, you're right, searching for Tilda in the mall. I don't know what that would do. Let's see. A Dead Heart says, is it true that if I send Mr. Skullhead a photo of my breasts, that I will obtain access to the channel that does not exist? Just a rumor. What do you think, Mr. Skullhead? How do you want to handle that rumor?
That's an actual rumor now?
Well, I don't know.
Who's yep. asking? A Dead Heart?
Yes.
She wasn't at Arkenstock. That rumor is a very popular one, and it's not at all true. Anyone who got invited to lounge, it was before I saw their breasts, and with no hope of seeing their breasts.
Oh, yeah?
Except for Zeta Reticula, but that's another story.
Oh yeah? I want to hear that story. Yeah,
it was completely coincidental that she showed me her breasts before I had a chance to say, I'll let you into lounge without you showing me your breast.
I see.
Yeah, I'm an innocent victim in this whole thing. Continually assaulted by naked bosoms.
Yeah, that's got to suck for you, because you know, you do love the cock, and as such, I'm sure you're...
Oh, you know I love you.
Yeah.
You cock.
Oh.
Nah. Lars DePunk says, I love KOL, and I've been getting lots of people I know addicted. I don't have a question, but I wanted to say that I love Mr. Skullhead's karaoke version of Sweet Transvestite. Is that getting played on the radio or something?
Yeah, there's a DJ karaoke contest going on, and that's my entry. So, yes, there's a recording of that's been making the rounds.
I see. Great. Matrix Michael says, Jick, your eyes are scarier than Will Ferrell. Why does Mr. Skullhead talk to you? Are my eyes scarier
okay,
than Will
nobody's
Ferrell?
Eyes are scarier than Will Ferrell's. I haven't noticed your eyes being, like, freakishly dead and zombie-like, like Will Ferrell's at all.
I wouldn't say that it's true.
Momo Child says, peeps are pretty fucking disgusting, but can you put a Cadbury cream egg in the microwave? You probably could if you wanted a chocolate-smeared microwave explosion. Yeah, and Pumpkin Eve says, oh my god, Cadbury cream eggs, I totally forgot about them. They're probably on sale right now, and runs off, which, actually, yeah, I should have gotten some Cadbury cream eggs today.
Probably couldn't put a Cadbury cream egg in your microwave if your microwave was, like, I don't know, 2 centimeters cubed, in which case you would have to, like, chop it up in the sections and then microwave each one separately.
Each one at a time. Yeah, it probably wouldn't explode nearly as satisfyingly either. Matrix Michael says, what do you guys think of Freaks and Geeks? I don't know what that is. That's what I think.
The TV show ran for about a season, supposedly really, really good.
Huh.
I haven't seen it either.
Okay. Brutal says, my wife agrees with Jick. Peeps were made by the devil, she says. She continues to say Scully has no taste buds due to the Hawaiian pizza thing. Yeah, that's right. That's why Mr. Skullhead likes peeps.
And penis.
Cryptic Angel says, to Zeno, oh, Abby, oh, baby. I'm assuming that Abby was supposed to be baby. Oh, baby, oh, baby. I want you. I need you. Oh, baby. So, Cryptic Angel, all up in your junk there.
Yeah. That's what that itch was. I thought I was getting genital herpes again.
I can, huh? Butterfly Nine in real life says, yay, someone else who actually knows who David Sedaris is, and, oh no, they killed Butterfly Nine in real life. They stabbed her in the heart with a stake. You don't remember that? It was one of the first Strong Bad emails, one of the first three or four, titled Trevor the Vampire, where it's like, you know, dear Strong Bad, blah, 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 I'm a vampire, and then that's where the email ends, and then he concludes that they stabbed him in the heart with a stake while he was composing the email, and then he does a little montage of all the good times they had, which was him reading the email the first time. It was really clever.
And that was your Strong Bad impersonation?
No, I wasn't trying to impersonate Strong.
Okay.
I wasn't
going to say anything about it.
No, that was actually my Charlton Heston impression.
I thought it was your Neil Diamond impression.
Yeah. I am, I said. What were we, yeah, we just watched Saving Silverman yesterday. That had some Neil Diamond in it, and I thought about you.
Was that any good?
Yeah, it was hard to say whether that was good.
I liked it.
Yeah, I don't know. Flibbity Giblets says, how many more items of the month will be familiars or familiar-related? I don't know. We don't usually come up with anything for those until, like, a couple days ahead of time. So we don't know how many will be familiars or familiar-related. Although it's getting to be that time.
Yeah, we should probably think of something.
Yeah.
That would be, what, Friday?
Yeah. No. What? The first? Yeah, the first is Friday. Okay. I don't know how many days are in a week. Primavera Angel Hair says, are we ever going to expand the back alley or haunted pantry? Expand in, like, I don't know.
Maybe add some more monsters, or maybe they're talking about making subzones of the
subzones of it. I don't see the. It would be hard to subdivide a pantry. I mean, I did once rent a pantry with three other people, and we had to we'd use these like makeshift curtains to separate us while we were sleeping.
You're making shit up again.
I am. Yeah.
He does that.
You.
Oh, you know, one of the highlights that I forgot about Arkenstock was the just perpetual snoring machine that was in a tent right next to the East Side Fire, which was awesome and rocked the fuck out of the West Side Fire, Jersey douchebags. But yeah, it was cool. One of the nights I slept inside because I was too close to the snoring guy, and turns out that Mr. Skullhead was sleeping inside and just snoring up a storm, and everybody was afraid to touch him. To get him to stop.
Good times. We never found out who that guy was, but he started snoring at like 8 o'clock in the evening, like as soon as it got dark. And
yeah.
Continued all night long.
Yeah, I never figured out who it was either. Like it was funny. I think it was funny. Was it funny?
I thought it was funny.
I think it was funny.
We have to, yeah.
Have we started to suck? I have.
Well, Zeno's been pretty quiet. I think maybe he has.
You're funny.
Yeah,
Primavera Angel Hair says, there's a vicious little rumor that skills will only carry over to the next class and not beyond. Any truth to that? It could change the way people plan for Ascension heavily. No, that's not true. Knuck Assassin?
Knuck.
Knuckassin? Oh, it's not even assassin. Yeah.
Damn it.
Knuckassin? Knuckassin? How about an in-game reference to Fark.com? P.S. Looking forward to meeting you at the barbecue in September. I don't know. Fark.com doesn't need a... What would the reference be? Yeah.
Fark is... I enjoy reading Fark on occasion.
Yeah, I know. I like Fark. Yeah.
I'm glad we have some Farkers up in the joint.
Dots says tilde in the mall doesn't work either, and that's because Dots doesn't know how to spell the word tilde. It is T-I-L-D-E. Let's see. Flibbity Gibbets says you can actually do a peep duel by putting toothpicks in them and putting the peeps in the microwave. The first peep to be poked explodes. That would be fun.
Interesting.
PVA again says, I am addicted to peeps and Cadbury cream eggs. That is because you are crazy.
There you go.
Heathen.
Flibbity Gibbet says, sorry, but I think Marilyn Manson's eyes are a little creepier than Will Ferrell's. Yeah, but Marilyn Manson's are fake. I don't think Will Ferrell can take out his creepy eyes.
Yep. But I could.
Moxious Mouse says, so why did every change to skills get an announcement except for the fullness affecting chronic indigestion thing? I think that was Moxious Mouse's idea, actually, which is probably... there were too many announcements. People are making fun of me about...
And by people, you mean me.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. Primavera Angel Hair says, April Fool's is also Friday, remember? Oh, I remember. Fightabunny24531 says, what the fuck, this isn't Mauve, goddammit. And then he sends me the picture link to the plastic egg. Are you a damn dog? Don't you realize that Mauve is like a purple shade? Yes, I realize that Mauve is like a purple shade, but you know what? There aren't colors in this. Let's see. Are we out of messages?
Oh, no, I've got... I've got, like, 12. Come on, guys. There's a character named Tiklet, and I have to give them props for that. Shows they've been paying attention.
That is pretty impressive. Who is that? What?
I would be surprised if that wasn't, like, coo-coo-coo.
OMG Tiklet.
Right.
Finally, Tiklet is taken. Wow. Oh, my God, Tiklet. That's, yeah. Ratbot Killer says, you mean Jick and Scully didn't share a tent? No, we've gotten divorced.
Yeah, and also, Jick was entertaining an endless stream of nubile young ladies, and I didn't want to be disturbed by his squishy noises.
Yeah, the ladies. I like the ladies. Let's see. Baron von Bowling League says, will you be in the bowling league with me, Shayla, and Carl Dark? I don't want to go bowling. I don't want to put on a stupid shirt, join a league, and go bowling instead.
Do you want to take the skinheads bowling?
I don't want to take the skinheads bowling.
How about bowling for soup?
No.
Maybe Columbine.
No.
Damn you, I was going to make that joke.
Yeah. Butterfly9 in real life says, I suppose I should proofread before I hit send. I was just trying to say, I must have not read whatever it was. It's about time for a White Stripes reference, and I love Nag Champa. It's way better than patchouli, and I heard it's made out of some animal's dung. That'd be awesome. Burning poop. So it really would be a crap storm.
Take me away from Zenarm.
Darth Sara says, will either of you have my babies? Also, I apologize if you already answered this. I was at dinner. How soon are you hoping to get Ascension rolling? I'm working on it.
I'll take your babies. How much do you want for them?
Yeah. I don't want to have babies, at least myself, because, yeah. Fusiliban says, can you please change mall searches such that a search for habanero matches Haba and then that square that's being displayed. Just search for it as a substring. Oh, Smoothatron says, why don't you ever answer my American Gladiators related questions, and which are your favorite events? I actually watched quite a bit of American Gladiators when I was a kid, but I don't remember any of their names. You know what I do? What I do remember is the movie version of The Running Man with Stephen King's story.
Yeah,
which contained one of my very favorite lines from any movie, where Dynamo, who was the this guy who was all like electrified, was making some joke at whoever the woman was, like the female lead, and he's laughing and he says, "Why ain't you laughing?" And the woman says, "Because there's nothing funny about a dickless moron with a battery up his ass." And that's pretty much my favorite line from any movie ever.
That's
there's
awesome.
Nothing funny about a dickless moron with a battery up his ass. There are a lot of there are a lot of funny things about that. I would like to think. And oh my God, Tiklet is not cuckoo. Or says, me is not cuckoo. Oh my God, Tiklet is apparently a caveman.
Close enough.
A caveman is close enough to cuckoo.
Yes.
Wow, you're going to get your ass kicked.
I'll be fine.
Yeah, I suspect you will. A Dead Heart says, are either of you coming to the meet in South Carolina? I think Mr. Skullhead is going, but I'm not going to be able to make it. That seems to be the way things are right now, correct?
Yeah, it's the week after... It's the week after Comic-Con, so that's kind of going to suck, but I am planning on going.
Okay. Are we? We're going to Comic-Con, right?
Yeah.
To San Diego? Yeah. So, and that'll be fun. Hipcat Jack says, hey guys, I am not sure this is under your control, but the KOL player pick page is not showing any pictures. It's been that way for a few days. Is it really?
Not when I was just on it. It seems to be working fine.
Yeah, it's been working okay for me, too.
Good info.
Let me look at this picture of Marana. Yeah, it's working. And, that just happened to be the first person in chat that I clicked on. Let's see. Clarinet 73 says, how about a feature to block yourself from buying from mall stores of people on your Belit list? Like not wanting to accidentally shop at places where see, there I go, reading something else while I'm trying to talk again. It was my Gmail notifier, as I'm sure you guys are aware. Damn it! Devilish one says, when is pre-ascension coming? It already came.
Prematurely.
Werelime says, oh, wow, that was funny, Mr. Skullhead. Werelime says, will people with balanced stats have some advantage in ascension, or will those points simply be lost? I think people with balanced stats in general have an advantage everywhere. But
not really.
Oh, come on. I'm not talking about you level 40X power gamers. Friggin' diamonds.
Oh, you know you love us.
Yeah, yeah. Burning poop, says Momo Child. Let's see. Yeah, Kinky Sex Faces. We found out, okay, there is an account called Goetze, there is an account called Tub Girl, and there is an account called Lemon Party. And I'm thinking about giving them all free custom avatars. What do you think about that?
I agree with this. I think we should do it immediately.
I would say that it would be more, disabling of the account than
Come on. I don't think it's worth it.
Unless
it depends on what they do. Like Biohazard Man says that he has kept really, really close eyes on them when he's seen them in the chat, and that they've been cool.
All right then.
So I mean, yeah, you know, I trust him. Candleshire says, Jick, when are you going to add intrinsic effects to complete outfits? There are some, but they don't show up as intrinsics. I might could actually fake it, have them not be intrinsics, and also I just said I might could, because that's one of the things that, that's one of the holdovers from my hillbilly upbringing that I like a lot, actually, and so I don't want to stop doing it. Let's see, BT Drummer says, would you please put a mod or a better mod in Haiku chat? The modding here sucks. The modding in Haiku ought to be pretty easy.
I think
maybe just not getting covered.
I think the mods in Haiku are actually taking it upon themselves to count syllables to make sure it's not, like, 6, 7, 5.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, like I told him in the beginning that, like, everybody makes mistakes every now and then, but, like, the people whose haikus are L, O, L, which was pretty funny. What was that? What was that other one that they were talking about the other day? It was something like Kentucky Fried Chicken, each on a line. That was the haiku. Kentucky was just misspelled really horribly. I don't know. I actually thought that was a pretty good haiku. Somebody sent me a message complaining about the mod saying, I posted this, which is a perfectly good haiku, and I got banned for it. And what they put in there was, this is a haiku, this is a haiku, this is a haiku, which is not a perfectly good haiku.
Well, like, this is a haiku, this is a haiku, dumbass, this is a haiku would work.
Yeah, that would be a real haiku, but... Ashelon says, dang it, no one asked this. How dare they forget? Clears throat. When's the Pickle Factory coming back? Mr. Skullhead?
None may know the hour of its coming and going.
Awesome.
I'm glad
Amazing
we
Oompa.
Have catchphrases.
Yeah. Amazing Oompa says, oh, also, Mr. Skullhead, there are 8 beers in the ice-cold six-pack. Please fix that. What about adding multiple slots to the clan stash to make transfers to the stash easier? I think you mean to make transfers from the stash easier for looters. No. Yeah, I keep meaning to do that, and it's one of those things that I just keep not doing it. I like a lot of things. like bathing. And ANUS 18 says, who do you like better, me or Butterfly 9 in real life? I like her better because she can spell better correctly. That, haha! Take that, prick. Phoenix Fire Rising says, Jake, will you hire me to teach proper spelling and grammar to noobs? No. They need to learn on their own or it won't mean anything. Scully's wearing a tiara. You're wearing a tiara to the pajama party?
Apparently, all the cool kids are wearing tiaras to the pajama party, but I don't have a tiara yet, so that's still in negotiation.
Nuckassin says, Scully pronounced my name right at some point that's in that slew of mispronunciations. Nuckassin, silent K at the beginning. Okay.
Okay, but what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, that's... let's see, ePeters02 says, is PHP the right language in which to implement KOL, asshole? Really, he says, is PHP the right language in which to implement KOL? And whenever we see sentences that have obviously been corrected to not end with prepositions, we think of the joke where, you know, somebody says, hey, where are you going to? And you say, I'm going somewhere where they don't end sentences with prepositions. How'd you like to ask me again? And then they say, hey, where are you going to, asshole? Because that's a funny joke?
Yep.
All right. If you could do it over again, would you switch? Perl? Python? Java? Something else? No, I like PHP.
Perl's better.
Perl sucks donkey cock. Cock.
If by donkey conk you mean it's really good.
By donkey conk? he rolls coconuts down girders at you. Because conk just means... to hit with a coconut.
Yep.
I'm convinced that that's the origin and purpose of that word. I don't know. I feel that PHP is totally okay for it because, you know, PHP is easy and I like it. Phil says, were I to have a centennial grandmother and she were to start playing KOL, she would have to lie about her age and her profile. What are you, a bicentenniophobe?
Actually, a bicentenniophobe.
What's bicentennial?
I have no idea what that even means.
Somebody who's afraid of people who are more than 200 years old? Yes, I am afraid of people I encounter who are more than 200 years old because what the fuck?
Yeah.
Celia underscore says, Celia, who has something in common with Vision underscore, who was apparently the second hottest chick at Arkenstock, despite being a dude. I think it was his vagina.
Hmm.
That everyone liked.
That was a nice vagina.
Did he put it on display often?
Only a couple times. Let's see. Phil says, what's the reasoning behind being able to train at the gym while drunk? Vacationing drunk? No. Training drunk? Yes. I left it that way so that people could not just entirely waste their turns if they got accidentally too drunk. You know, which I understand not everybody's in a clan, so that's not really the best way of doing it, but I don't know, whatever. Phil says, would it be possible to change it so you don't need to unequip accessories to equip different ones, just like hats, pants, and weapons? The reason I haven't done that is because which one would you replace?
Do you have a slot 1, slot 2, and slot 3?
Yeah.
Then slot 1?
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess it would mean that you could only do that once.
Like well, if you were trying to equip three Mr. A's. I'm assuming it's like, oh, I just want to click three accessories in a row, and it would just replace your first one with all those. I mean, it just kind of doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Sorry, I
didn't think about that.
Let's see. Junk says, please pull a fender off your solid gold car and get an extra server. It took 10 to 15 minutes a turn yesterday. Yeah, I realized that the lag was really horrible yesterday. Yesterday I saw the highest simultaneous number of players that I've ever seen. And I really think that what was happening yesterday was so many people were pulling their multis out of mothballs to farm for eggs that there was just a lot more use. I saw nearly 2,000 simultaneous players yesterday, which is not something that I've ever seen before. And it's, you know, we keep optimizing. And it's not, the problem is it's at the point where there's not a good way to throw extra hardware at the database to make it any better. And it's just all about optimization and redesign, and I just got to keep doing it. Let's see. Matrix Michael says, there was an auction on eBay with Jake as the Sword and Martini guy. He looked like a constipated demon. Glad he is masked on the player picks. Thank you, Matrix Michael.
Wow.
He looks like that most of the time.
Jake's a good-looking guy. Come on.
I had the sleazy goatee. I was actually not particularly pleased with the way that the Sword and Martini pictures looked, or any of the pictures from. Where were we? Where was that? Seattle, right? Yeah. Yeah. I decided against the sleazy goatee. E. Peters 02, have you ever considered a standalone version of KOL? Would you be interested if someone did a version of KOL in Inform or TADS? I mean, I'd be interested in somebody doing some KOL-related thing in Inform or TADS as a big fan of the interactive fiction myself. I mean, it'd be cool to see some fan stuff done there. But I don't know. I would like to do a roguelike. I would like to do a Kingdom of Loathing roguelike. That would be fun. As far as a standalone RPG, I don't like standalone RPGs. Like to me, the only point of the sort of level treadmill is to be able to compare your own level treadmill to other people's level treadmills.
Right.
You know. So it's I don't know. I doubt if I would ever actually want to devote the time to making a standalone regular RPG if it wasn't a roguelike, because I like me some roguelikes. Yeah.
NetHack is a good game.
NetHack is a good game. What else we got? We got nothing. I'm getting tired.
Hang in there, Sparky.
I will. Kinky Sexmay says, Perl greater than PHP. Yeah, whatever, if you're crazy. What was it that Fusilliban was saying? Like, 95% of randomly generated strings of characters evaluate as Perl code. And whatever. Momo Child says, your mom sucks, Donkey Kong. Yeah.
Did I really say that, or are you just like...
No, you totally said Donkey Kong.
Wow.
I
didn't really mean to, but...
Well, whatever. I'm assuming that you didn't mean... To, you know, nobody usually means to make big mistakes that make them look like dumbasses.
Well, yeah. Like, unless you're, like, into that sort of thing.
Yeah. Thack the Fourth says, Perl is for washed-out Unix geeks. Yes, indeed. I actually... There is some Perl behind Kingdom of Loathing. Some of the scripts that I use to do some stuff are written in Perl. The shitty thing about Perl for me is that I can never remember any of the syntax. Like, every time I want to write something in Perl, I just have to, like, go through all of my old Perl code to figure out how the just very base features of Perl work. Because it's like the rules of football. It just won't stay in my head. Bum51 says, can you make it so we can delete custom outfits? Poof! You can delete custom outfits. Because that was already possible a long time ago.
That was amazing.
That was amazing. I went back in time and...
Speaking of custom outfits, there was a lot of interest at Arkenstock for the ability to make no equipment equipped a custom outfit.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that I would do that as a custom outfit so much as just a feature on the inventory page. Just people wanting to get into their birthday suits.
Right.
Let's see. Amazing Oopa says, will there be new rares in the new post-ascension areas? Oh, there'll be all kinds of stuff. You wait.
Henry Higgins?
Who's Henry Higgins?
I never saw My Fair Lady.
No, I'm not a big fan of Broadway gay fests.
Oh, well, fuck you then.
I'm sure that Mr. Skullhead probably knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The Great Merc says, did you two get your tattoos at Arkansas, assholes? No, we didn't, actually.
Sadly, no. I fear that we're not going to get them together and holding each other's hand as we were planning on doing.
Yeah, that's going to suck. Kenneth the Obscure says, with regard to equipping accessories, why not equip the new one in slot 1, drop 1 and 2 down, and have 3 unequip? Huh. That's actually kind of a good idea. Yeah. Okay. Good deal. Okay. Huh? Hello?
Hey, yeah.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
All right.
Looking Yeah, what the hell is wrong with me, Mr. Skullhead? The show has started to suck.
I don't know, man. Jeez. You can't talk, you can't read. What's going on?
I can't talk and I can't read.
I never learned to read.
That's what I've learned about Xenophobe, is that he's illiterate. Yeah. Chrono Chef says, "Hey, Jake, just wondering, but what server do you play on World of Warcraft?" I have, my main is on Doomhammer, but I just barely play World of Warcraft anymore. Yogmaith says, "WHOAS." What the hell does that mean?
Who ass? That's what that means.
Do you know what that means?
No.
Maybe it's a typo for whoa.
Oh, wow. Ah.
For, like, multiple woes? I'm not sure.
Werelime says, like, several Joey Lawrences. "Will there ever be a more permanent version of bartenders that can learn your name and make your drinks just the way you like them?" That would be kind of funny, actually, if there was a bartender in the box where everyone knew your name. Seldon says, "Can we get a channel/French for Crapstorm?" No.
But thank you for playing.
Nathan186 says, "What about after you click on equip a fourth accessory, it asks you which one you want to replace?" But that would be exactly the same number of clicks as unclicking the one that you want to replace and then clicking the one you want to replace it with, which is exactly how it works now.
Well, it might be a little bit faster if you just did it with JavaScript, but you know how much fun JavaScript is.
Yeah.
It's just kind of retarded.
Or maybe I could make it an option in the account menu that's which accessory you want to replace when you equip a new accessory.
Wow.
I actually do kind of like the idea that the guy suggests, which is the shift down the 1 and 2. Yeah. Hippie says, "It would be great to have a KOL bar/internet cafe in the same place somewhere over here on the West Coast. Ho ho, what fun." Bar...
I think it would be in real life.
A cool, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that would be.
Make it happen, kids. Turn your neighborhood bar into a KOL bar.
Yeah.
If there are enough of you, they can't kick you out.
Bashy says, "Jick, Bashy have horrible indigestion and therefore toilet getting many attention of ass love from Bashy. Therefore, join clan of Bashy, clean toilet, make sandwich, then leave. Bashy, I will not make you a sandwich. Sorry. I'll clean your toilet, that's fine, but I will not make you a sandwich, so stop asking." He's always
a jerk.
I am a jerk. Let's see. Concord says, "If this is a kingdom of loathing, where are the king and queen of loathing?" Uh-oh. You obviously haven't created a character recently.
I would say Skullhead is the queen of loathing.
Oh! Yeah. Let's see. Smoothatron says, "I have a very awesome user ID, 225522. Could there be some kind of bonus for being really lucky like that?" Your bonus, Smoothatron, is that you have an awesome user ID that's a palindrome. And you can brag about it. And you can be like, "Check out the cool bonus I got for signing up when I did." Mogal says, "Can you bring Ascension in before the 4th of April so that I can ascend to a TT with 2 straight muscle stat days?" Well, if I do, it won't be for that. So maybe. Concord says, "And why do you have to beat the sorceress and not overthrow the king and become a dictator in his place and eventually be deposed?" Because we don't depose people here in the Kingdom of Loathing. We just de-pants people.
Junior high.
A dead heart says, "Is there any way that cigarettes could be incorporated into the game with some kind of jittery or bad breath, or maybe it would lessen MP?" That'd be really cool if we incorporated an item that all it did was take away MP.
Oh, yeah.
That would be one of the most popular items ever.
Especially if you had to use one every 3 adventures.
Hey, you want to invite Ku in and bullshit for a little while? I bet Ku would like to say hi to Xenophobe.
I'll bet she would.
Oh, my. This is the part where I get killed.
No, this is the part where we finally get you into one of the Skype slumber parties.
All right.
Thought it was real, but then I thought it was fake, but maybe I think it's real.
What, who, me?
Okay, I'll look at it later.
Do you have to invite her in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not just willy-nilly inviting people into my conference.
Hello, my name's Willy Nilly. I'd like to sing a song for you. On the road again.
Hey,
Hey now, at least her name is an Ambi Pambi. Or like Jack or something.
Nambi Pambi.
Yeah.
Are you saying that I'm Nambi Pambi?
I am saying that you are Nambi Pambi.
Genome says, will there be any mention in the Hollow Records for people who have the highest equal stats prior to Ascension? The highest? No, no.
That would be another feature that like completely caters to me, which means it won't happen.
What, do you have equal?
More or less.
Lars DePunk says, what are your favorite Atari games? Well, I got to go with Adventure and Pitfall as, you know, just the launcher of his. I was also a huge fan of Jungle Hunt, and I never played it when I was a kid, but when we got an Atari a couple years ago, I got really, really into SeaQuest.
Hey.
Koo.
Oh, I didn't even
write. Well, apparently Koo thinks SeaQuest is very, very sexy.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Well, he's
so Koo, this is Xenophobe. Xenophobe, this is Koo Koo Koo.
Good morning.
Hey, Xenophobe. You What's should up? Totally Skype with me. I win.
I guess you do.
I won.
So what do I have to take off now, huh? What's the deal here? I forgot.
I don't think there's any deal.
Why don't you tell him nothing, since I'm the only one that's actually in the same room as him here.
You know, I think that you actually have to take off everything.
All right, I'll get right to that.
Good job. Sorry, I noticed that your show was sucking a significant amount, and I decided, hey, what more could happen?
Well, I noticed that you weren't cool enough to come to Arkenstock.
Yeah.
There were Australian people there, and they were much cooler than you.
Yeah, Sakura was so much cooler than me, and I'm so glad I didn't go. She would have upstaged me. But
yeah, she would have.
I did actually go and get a job, but I start tomorrow as to be able to go to the barbecue in Phoenix, which is on my birthday, for the record, and I won't drink.
And my birthday as well.
You actually are gonna make it out here for that?
Yeah. I've got like, I don't know, 4 months or something, 7 months to save.
Okay.
Yeah, plus it's my birthday too, and my dad is like, yeah, well, you know, if you want something cool for your birthday, that's cool. You're turning 20. I'm like, okay, Dad, I want to go to America. And he's like, okay.
Okay. Well, all right, for everyone. Saint Arbox, which is a cool name, says, did you guys play or build on any of the old MUDs or MUCs? No, actually.
Nope.
I messed around with a couple MUDs, and I couldn't find the game in them, so I gave up.
I like to play in the MUDs, so, you know, hey, go figure.
Does your frat house have a piggery outside?
No, but we do have a fire pit, which is probably about the same thing.
Because it's always just full of mud and pigs?
Yeah.
Mantic says, Jick, will you ever retire from being a hippie? And Scully, will you ever replace your steel-plated skull with a real skull? I will never retire from being a hippie. I'm looking forward to being an old hippie.
And the steel-plated skull is much better than a real skull. I can pick up radio waves. I can bang my head into hard objects. And
Armat calls us a cock hugger, or calls us cock huggers.
Was it collectively a cock hugger or respective cock huggers? Come on,
it would be a giant cock if it took both of us to hug it.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap! Ugh.
Holy crap!
That'd be some interesting porn right there. Sorry.
Jick and Scully and the giant dick. I don't know, we should film that while you're out here, Zeno. Oh,
but
I'm bunch.
Oh,
Zeno
shit,
is
yeah.
pretty tall, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm 6'4". You know, someone call the burn ward. Oh, baby.
Yeah, you got zing.
There's some more fodder for your techno song, Phoenix Fire Rising, or whoever the hell's going to eventually make that, because you know what's going to happen.
Did you just say Phoenix Firestorm Zero?
No, but I should have.
Fire, crap, storm, rising.
She.
What?
I have no idea what's going on anymore.
Where'd the rising come from?
Phoenix Fire Rising?
Oh, Phoenix Fire. Oh.
I think that's what I said.
Okay.
Where were you?
Well, yeah, I was right about it. It's really difficult because I hear everything that Zeno says in stereo because it's coming out of his mouth and then it's bouncing to Flagstaff and back before it comes into my ears again.
Crazy.
Yeah. So many things from Flagstaff come in my ears.
Ew.
I told you I was sorry.
It's really hard to... So... Let's see. Oil-free 316 says, I love Pocky, but there are so many varieties. What are each of your favorites? The only kind that I like is the strawberry kind, but that's also the only kind I've ever tried.
The banana is really, really good.
Okay.
I'd say the dead puppy flavor is my favorite.
Zeno does like the dead puppies.
Can someone explain to the Australian one here, what's a Pocky?
It's like a cookie stick covered in chocolate that is flavored like something.
The chocolate is flavored like something else.
Well, it's not chocolate.
Yes. Well, it's not really chocolate. Like some of it is chocolate, but it's like flavor paste. It's like a fudge kind of.
Oh, cool.
And they really pack a lot of it into the box.
Mm-hmm. It's very well packed.
Sounds interesting. There are like so many things that I'm going to try when I'm there. I'm sorry, but...
We gotta take Koo to Outback.
That's
true.
Now that would be pretty cool.
Jezebel wants to say a quick hello to Koo, and I think, as well organized and like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, this is clearly falling apart. Yeah,
so. I'm sure that'd be acceptable. So, say hello.
Hello, Koo.
Hi, Jez. I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
How you doing, Jess?
I'm doing well, thank you.
We could do...
Are you slipping into Koo's accent for some reason?
No, I'm high on a lot of markers because I had to color a giant poster of superhero villains at work today.
You know, her entire last two shifts at work have involved coloring things with markers.
That's really weird. And why? What are they doing with the superhero villains?
It's a sales
week thing, and it's our theme for the week, so we are... Each team is a superhero, and we have to have games and stuff like that. And apparently it promotes, morale and makes us sell more stuff. But mostly
just gets you high from marker
fumes.
Yeah,
but my supervisor is all about it. She always walks over to me and picks up the marker, starts sniffing, and then walks away.
I used to like those scented markers when I was a kid.
We have the blueberry and stuff.
Oh. There are some. She has a couple that are scented dying brain cell scent, which are that's awesome. Oh, Arcone says Aero chocolate Pocky owns. It has like tea and shit in the chocolate. The tea sounds good.
Like TEA?
Yeah.
Huh.
No.
Dark Chrono says, "Do you like to burn stuff?"
what?
I like to burn stuff. Yeah, I mean, whenever it's necessary to create fire, usually what I burn is stuff.
Or get rid of your Christmas tree.
Yeah, get rid of by it. The way, kids, definitely try burning a Christmas tree at some point in your life, but not all at once.
Yeah, that was really cool. Scully was around here when I decided to get rid of my Christmas tree by cutting it into pieces and burning it, and it really creates some really enormous flames. Let's see.
Candlesher says, is the Council of Loathing elected? Are they just one body made of five people connected at the ass?
They are now. I like that idea. OMG Ticklet says, damn it, acknowledge me in my questions. OM Ticklet rules. We've been talking about you for the last half hour. Dark Truth says, lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt.
Deflect.
And there you go. Asshole McSends a message says, how is the upping the macros quest going for you, asshole? I have no idea what you're talking about. AnUS18 asks if I believe that he can fly, or do I believe that he can touch the sky? I believe you can do both.
I believe that
that's the motivational speech coming in right there.
I am a motivational speaker. Yeah. Lady Boobs a lot says, any chance of implementing a sober shovel weapon to lock in that Arkenstock memory for everyone? Here's the deal. Like, I was kind of drunk one of the nights of Arkenstock, and I got... No, seriously, I really wasn't that drunk. But, okay, I don't know if you know this, if this ever happens to you, but this certainly happens to me sometimes, where I was sitting next to the campfire for too long, and I got to coughing from the smoke, and the coughing made me sort of feel like I was about to throw up. And so I was, like, walking around, sort of fighting the urge to throw up, and I found that I felt a lot better if I used a shovel as a walking stick. And so I was walking around with this shovel, and everybody was like, why are you walking around with that shovel? And I'm like, this is shovel stops me from throwing up and keeps me sober. And so, yeah. They tried to take it away from me, but I was like, fuck you, whoever, and hit him with a shovel.
Right.
That was cool.
Good job.
Yeah. Anyway, probably not going to put that in the game, though.
Yeah, we already we do have the Coyote Goose in the game now, which is, that makes me happy.
Oh, and Momo Child also says that Xenophobe is a conch hugger.
Huh.
Well, I guess I could go ahead. Go
I think that's
that.
A meme that's not
I
going
I would
anywhere.
Probably say that Xenophobe is a conch huggler, because that's just even worse.
It's probably true. Ratbot Killer says, it's okay to quit while you're ahead, guys. I don't know.
One, we're no longer ahead, and two, we really have to go until mine. So,
oh, pizza's done.
No, we can't.
Ooh, Fresh Curd says, I missed the beginning, but I heard you said something about not taking skills into hardcore ascensions. Will we forfeit that skill or just postpone it? Just postpone it. That's the. I need to figure out a reasonable mechanism for doing that. I mean, not that it would be hard to make it happen, but it would be weird. I don't know where to, like. I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, you won't lose. For your next non-hardcore ascension, you will not lose your skills from all your previous ascensions. So, no worries about that, Nightcurd. Nightcurd is my name whenever I do dairy vampire LARPing.
Yeah.
You know the chair that flaps in the night?
Yeah.
Which I do quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Jumbo Brian asks, once we make something once, can we just have a button that puts it together for us if we have the stuff? Maybe an illegal immigrant person at the campsite. Yeah, you know, if there's one thing that we've been meaning to make fun of, it's illegal immigrants.
It's illegal immigrant labor.
Especially
yep.
if they're gay.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right. Or French.
Yeah. Sorry, Crab.
Crabstorm is saying, Arg, Finnish mac and cheese is Avatar. She's threatening me about it now. Yeah, Crabstorm ate some mac and cheese at Arkenstock. Ba-dum-bum. Shh.
Are you going to continue to hit that stupid yoga ball?
Oh, why don't I stop hitting the yoga... Okay, fine.
Is that what that noise that sounds like a helicopter has been for the past 2 hours?
This one?
Yes.
You bastard.
What? Sorry. Have I really been doing that for that long?
Yeah, that's
well, at least for the last half hour. I didn't notice it until like
right now. Yeah, I just thought you had a little helicopter in there or something.
No, there really was. There was a helicopter. I mean, no. There was a helicopter. DeCyclops says, why didn't you answer my question? You're making me cry. I didn't answer your question because I was only going to answer one question from you, and this is the one I'm answering.
Yeah.
And also because I don't know what your other question was.
Oh,
Primavera Angel Hair says, where do I line up for the deep hansing? Over there. Yeah. Blue Roo says, it's pronounced pokey. And it's a pretzel stick with dipping goodness.
I think that he's full of crap on that.
It's not. I don't think. I wouldn't call it a pretzel. It's a lot more like a cookie than a pretzel.
Oh yeah. So that a lot of them that I've had have been like kind of unsalted pretzel-esque.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's kind of. I mean, it says the box says biscuit stick.
Yeah.
Which
is.
Yeah, which is. I wouldn't call that like a pretzel.
No.
Did you just say unsalted pretzel ass?
No.
Unsalted pretzel esque?
Ask.
Ask.
I think he said esque.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Don't make me beat your unsalted pretzel ass.
Asshole McSense a message says you were going to up the number of macros we could use in chat. Okay. I forgot about that.
We've upped our macros. Now up yours.
Hey! Zoich says, I ate 17 Cadbury eggs in 10 minutes yesterday.
Oh my god. What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Yes, it is. That is indeed what we have here. Because what the hell is wrong with you?
No man could eat.
Thor the Mighty says, the KOL player picks page has issues with Norton Internet Security. You must disable Norton Internet Security to view it. Symantec can suck my balls.
God, why is Norton Internet... Norton Internet Security also apparently thinks that the last adventure link in KOL is an ad, and so just disables it. That software has all sorts of problems.
Norton! Damn, Norton. Anyway.
What's the matter with you, boy? You're just too stupid to do what your chokes tells you.
The honeymooners. What's that from? Norton?
What?
I don't...
I don't know.
Oh, 305 says, I might have missed its discussion since I just showed up, but thank you for not deleting my account for kneecapping you. What can I say? I'm Midwestern. It's pop, not soda. It is decidedly not pop.
What the hell is pop?
Pricks. I grew up in the Midwest, and there was a difference back there between the people who called it pop and the people who called it soda, and the difference was that the people who called it pop are retards.
See, I just always refer to whatever carbonated beverage as its brand name.
Yeah, we do that here. We don't have pop or soda. It's not one or the other.
Like Coke, you know, Pepsi.
Yeah.
Fanta.
Well, but I mean, I guess for me it's like, you know, do you want like a sports drink or do you want a soda? Like sometimes sometimes it's necessary to talk about it as just a class
or
of items.
Do you want a I talk like nobody else in the world talks. So I would say like, do you want something carbonated or do you want a carbonated beverage or a soft drink or do you want a beer?
See, to me, though, soft drink means soda as well.
Yeah, I don't think of, like, tea and milk as soft drinks, even though they are. I mean, that's where they would be on a menu that was divided into soft drinks and alcohol.
And hard drinks. Do you got one more quick question before we get the hell out?
Because
it is that
Primavera Angel Hair says, rumor says the antique shop might start being used again, and we were thinking it's in ruins now, and tradition says you must adventure in some ruins. Any chance of it? Yeah, that's probably going to turn into something.
And maybe you could find runes in the ruins.
Right. Or perhaps you could find things to rue. Yeah. Oogie says, I am not a retard for calling it pop rar. Yes, you are. You're also a retard for saying rar.
Yeah.
Just kidding, Oogie. We less than three you.
I less than four him. That's great.
Armax says, congratulations on the worst show ever, guys. Remember the number one rule of radio. The more fun you have, the worse the show is.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I suck my balls. That was a good show.
It wasn't that bad of a show. It was kind of a bad show.
No way.
Guru says, Pocky is in fact pronounced like pocket and not poke, and it's a thin breadstick. I have confirmation from a really Asian.
A really Asian what?
I don't know.
Whoever it is, they must
secret
be
Asian.
Really
they
Asian.
Must be, they must be really Asian.
All right.
Phoenix Fire Rising says, please tell whoever called me Phoenix Firestorm Zero is dead. That's the worst sentence ever. And I believe me, I've seen a lot of bad sentences. Are we done?
Yeah, we are going to hand off to iSpeculum, and, if you enjoyed us kind of jerking around, then we'll do that next week, and if you didn't, then we won't do that next week.
Whatever, they don't get to decide.
Yeah. Well, actually, AdWriter always gives me an assessment, a brutally honest assessment of our show after every show, and he says, a little rusty, but you didn't completely suck. So it's an unqualified rave from our harshest critic.
A rave?
Rave review. On that note, good night, kids. Good night, Koo. Good night, Zeno. Good night, Jick. Good night, Moon.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Stennis.
Bye.